You made some changes for the Sheffield United game, which seemed to be to combat certain elements of their team. Will you be doing similar for Wimbledon? Do you have to do that?
No. I think we played in a manner against them. It wasn't actually to combat Sheffield United, it was to get the best of what we had. You know, we know him with what system they played, really. And we just felt we want to try to play with three strikers up against their three centre-halves. So it was a positive move. And we realised our full-backs, you know, wouldn't be up against wingers. You know, so Rory, who's not played as a fullback for 4 or 5 years, he wasn't going to be up against the winger as such. He was going to, you know, play in an aerial pitch there. The wing back came on, he'd take him, and likewise with Killer. So, we always have a look at, obviously, and aware of what the opposition do. But in the main, we'll put upside out on a system and a formation that we think can go and get the best out of what we've got, and hopefully try to have a go at their weaknesses.
And after so many low-scoring games, all of a sudden you turn in a 3-3. Which part of that surprised you more?
I said after the game, I actually sort of, you know, called the 3-3 in the morning of the game. Strangely enough, because you know, sometimes you have them games. Every expects them to be tight. Excuse me. And then out of nowhere you have that. But I think with the attacking quality on show, Chris will be disappointed. Maybe a couple of goals they lost. Likewise, we were. But I think, you know, in the bigger picture, it was two sides going at it from the first minute to the end. Both sides wanting to win. Both got good players in the squad. So you're going to have opportunities. I say their first goal was, you know, I thought it was a fantastic pass, great movement, great header. And sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and say, you know, they've got good players. They can do that to you. I was really pleased, I've got to say, surprised a little bit, but the quality and just the atmosphere in the occasion was terrific, and you know, more we can have of that, the better it is for football.
And you've got a lot of striking options at the club now. How do you decide which pair? I mean, you don't have to necessarily be two, like you say, it can be three. How do you decide how to partner them all up?
It's just a toss of a coin on a Friday, really. Listen, we've got. If you look at it, James Hansen's had very little football, it's because of his injuries. Mark McNulty, unfortunately, has had injuries and then not been allowed to play. George is the one that's been sort of fit, and Billy's been playing as a 10. Harris Vukic is more of a 10 and a wide man. Marcy, we've played up front at Bolton. Phil's had a go up there as well. So we have, as you say, got a lot of options. And it's what we think, you know, for that particular game, we'll get the best out of it. But, as I say, training's been really good, and you know, I could pick two teams really, but certainly two attacking outfits, which wouldn't be any weaker than, you know, the other one that I picked as well. So, you know, it's good in that respect.
Finally, Mark McNulty, what does he bring to the team? Because when he came, I was told from people who'd seen him that he's just like a poacher type striker, just a pure goal scorer. Is that right?
Well, I think he saw his goal the other week. That's what he gives you. He plays on the shoulder, gets beyond, and once he gets beyond and gets in a position, he can finish. Again, unfortunate for the lad, he's not had a run of games because of, you know, just been unfortunate. He came with a little injury, got another injury, and then Sheffield United wouldn't allow him to play naturally. So it's just a stop start for him. But he gets in the box and he plays on the shoulder, and he can finish left and right foot. So again, another different and good option to have.